Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company to all of you, our listeners, and this company is focused in the health and wellness sector, mostly in the beverage aspect of things. The company has a few plant-based beverages, as well as now also looking at the cannabis and CBD areas for future growth. The company has a built-in, or they do have a production facility, which then offers them a number of different ways to get products out to the market. I am introducing Bevcanna, traded on the CSE under the symbol BEV. I am chatting with the CEO, Marcello Leone. Now, Marcello, let's talk about really the pillars of this company here. There's a couple different aspects that the company can generate revenue from, but please break down some of the key aspects of the company, of Bevcanna, please.
Thanks, Corey. Thank you for having me today. Look forward to it. Yeah, you know, it's a great space that we're in, health and wellness innovation. And I think for a lot of companies that get into the business, that you got to have verticals that can be sustainable and can generate revenue immediately. And we took an approach with our business, and we've been in the manufacturing and beverage manufacturing space for the last 8 years. We wanted to make sure that we had a four-pillar approach to our business and making sure that it was sustainable and generating revenues and getting to profitability quickly. And so we have a nice approach with our CPG space, with our plant-based beverages and our plant-based nutraceuticals and supplements that are infused with plant-based minerals, fulvic and humic, which we launched over 3 years ago and received Health Canada compliance at the highest level, CFIA. So we have a nice normal distribution channel with one of our pillars that we are selling in over 3,000 points of retail today. We are selling our alkaline sourced water out of our own vertical, which I think is important as well, Court. We own our own aquifer that has natural alkaline water that is untouched by humans. It goes directly into our state-of-the-art bottling facility, of which we then have a natural pH level of one of the finest waters coming out of British Columbia. We then have infused that water with our plant-based minerals, and it gave us a beautiful business that we continue to expand, and you'll see us grow from 3,000 points of distribution this year, and you'll see us grow into our international marketplace, Southeast Asia, and we're getting ready to launch in the United States. And that's one of our pillars. That is infused plant-based in the innovative health and wellness space that is not infused with any cannabis. And then we have a second pillar. We have fully licensed, Health Canada approved, standard processing license that allows us to do beverages for CBD, hemp extract, and THC. So something that is also very good in that space. So that's a second point of revenue generation for us. And another foundation for us, a beautiful part about that is we own the complete vertical. So we own our aquifer and we own a state-of-the-art bottling facility, of which 10,000 square feet of our 42,000 square foot facility has been allocated for standard processing for beverages of CBD, hemp extract, and THC. And so this is also a huge barrier to entry for many people when Cannabis 2.0 came out, Corey. And what's nice is that we have our own brand that we developed for this category called Anarchist Mountain. And we also are one of the only manufacturers that has the ability to offer a full white label opportunity for entrepreneur craft people that wish to develop their own beverage brand and don't know where to go. They can come to us, and Corey, we offer a full white label solution for them, whether it's a small craft individual entrepreneur or whether it's a major national, international company that's fully licensed to be able to do beverages. We have a state-of-the-art bottling facility, so we can offer that white label service for them. huge demand for that as well. We just announced last week a couple of press releases on a couple of our first white label clients, and much more to come on that side. And then, Corey, to stay on top and to continue to get revenue and to make sure that we were well positioned for this industry, we looked at the United States south of the border, and because Canada is the only federally regulated country in the world at this moment, we knew that the United States is going to become a very important player in this field. We haven't even hit first base of the cannabis industry and beverages. I look at like the alcohol industry decades ago, and where is it today? Several decades later, there's still new brands coming out all the time. Distribution is large distribution. We foresee the exact same thing coming into the United States, whether it's with THC beverages through federally regulated dispensaries and or the introduction of CBD that should be able to be picked up at your major national retailers at any convenience, because it is a health benefit for many, many people. So we went out and we acquired a company, direct-to-consumer e-commerce company last year called Pure Therapy. It allows us to sell online throughout all of the United States, Corey, and Western Europe. It allows us to highlight hemp extract CBD products and natural products on our own website. The last year we did almost $5 million in revenue, and we have a recurring customer base of almost 23,000 customers. And our run rate this year in 2021, just from this one pillar, is on track for 7 million Canadian this year in 2021. That's our third pillar. And then we look at the U.S. recreational cannabis market. When that opens up federally legal, that will be another revenue generator for us that will be quite strong. And today, if you do have any beverages that you wish to sell into the United States, you must sell it state by state, and it must be through regulated retail. And the another good thing about that, which is helpful for us, is that we have a great partnership with the number one beverage brand in the United States called Keef. And Keef Beverages last year was the number one brand sold throughout the United States in units and dollars sold. They are based out of Colorado and have been in existence for over 8 years. They have in Colorado 8 of the 10 top-selling beverages in Colorado, and in California, 2 of the top-selling beverages. And our relationship with Keef, we became a partner with Keef for Canada, where that means we manufacture the Keef product in our facility, and we sell and distribute across Canada the Keef products. So anytime you go into a dispensary in Canada, you'll be picking up a Keef product. That Keef product is manufactured by Bevcana, and we have a healthy partnership with them that allows us to go south of the border and take advantage of their full manufacturing capabilities in a number of multi-state facilities, and allows us to penetrate over 1,200 points of distribution that Keef already has today, and it allows us to sell our products within that distribution network as well. So, Corey, those are the 4 key pillars that we have as our business, and we're really excited about the next 12 months, the next 24 months, the next 36 months, because as you and I have discussed in the past, we're not even on first base for this industry.
So I've been learning a lot about this company as you and I have chatted over the last couple of weeks. And one of the things that made you stand out, at least to me, when it comes to cannabis companies, is you get a whole lot of these cannabis companies that have a lot of plans, but they don't really have any underlying fundamental value quite yet. You guys do with this whole production facility and, quite frankly, your non-infused, these plant-based beverages. How are you going to balance out future production then with obviously the growth opportunities you're seeing in the cannabis side, but also having these underlying brands that are available in a lot of retailers across Canada?
Yeah, we built our infrastructure to be sustainable for quite a while, and we have the ability barrier to entry into this business is difficult, and we have the ability to expand as required. We today are 42,000 square feet, 10,000 allocated for cannabis-infused beverages and the balance for non-infused. Our capabilities are close to 200 million units per annum right now on the production facility. And so we have capacity. We have state-of-the-art bottling facility. We own our own vertical with our own aquifer. So we are, you know, we're very well positioned, and we were thinking many years out that we have easy access, that we can also expand up to 178,000 square feet if and when need be. And we, and like I said, when it would be a great thing, because I foresee this industry and this category of beverages is going to be no different, Corey, than people drinking, socially drinking alcohol. There's no difference. There will be no difference in time that we'll have social consumption lounges and people that are able to drink, whether it's 10 milli, whether it's 5, whether it's 2.5, people will get to the point that if they don't want a beer, but they would like something infused with the CBD or THC, with a range of cannabis infused, and that range can vary, as I just discussed. I see it being as the highest growth opportunity in this category over the next 4 to 5 years.
So, Marcelo, when it comes to revenues, I know that you can't disclose anything that hasn't publicly been disclosed already, but how does it balance out? This Pure Therapies acquisition, so that company already had revenue, and where the avenues or what the possibilities are for this year, even moving into next year with all these opportunities you're balancing.
Well, you know, when our financials come out and people are going to be able to see, but, you know, I gave you the example just on Pure Therapy. Let's take a look at our existing business and 3,000 points of distribution, existing revenues. Let's take a look at the cannabis side of the business and the CBD side of the business. We started to announce a couple of our clients already, and you're going to see more. And so there's revenue in that pillar, revenue in the normal plant-based CPG space. There's revenue on the Pure Therapy, and there's revenue the moment that we start launching into the United States for normal distribution into the dispensaries down in the United States. So, you know, if we're running a $7 million run rate, I think people are going to be happy to see where our business ends up for the end of the year. I think it's going to get exciting this year. It's going to get even more exciting next year. We're in development of some really interesting new products. There's a tremendous amount of demand and interest into our plant-based mineralized product, which the basis of those minerals is fulvic and humic. There's an agricultural component to that. So I'm, you know, Cort, the key is we saw this industry, we saw it start out, and we saw how expensive it was, and we saw how many of these companies starting to figure it out, and we've all made mistakes in the process of this business to understand it, how's it growing, how quickly it grows, etc. But the business has to make money, and the businesses can't burn a ridiculous amount of money. And I think our approach is, as I've, you know, I've always come from that perspective, for being an entrepreneur that started from nothing, we look at keeping the burn rate as low as possible and trying to get to profitability as quickly as possible. So that's how I see it, Corey.
When do you expect to be in profitability? Any estimates on that?
You ask me all these questions that I can't really even answer. I love how you ask, but I will say that on the Pure Therapy side of the business, we are positive EBITDA. So we're looking to, in our businesses, we look at profitability and keeping costs reasonable are the only motivator that we have. The more successful we are, the quicker that the whole operation is profitable. So I'd love to answer that question for you the next time our financials are out, and then I can answer everything for you, Corey.
Okay. Well, hey, I'll definitely follow up when those financials come out. Let's talk a bit about this international growth potential, because you hear a lot of companies always point to international growth as opening up whole new markets. You guys already have some of the relationships needed to get into these areas, but how is that going to play into the strategy this year, next year, while still understanding that you do have this base in Canada?
We have a base in Canada, and we're in about 3,000 points of distribution. I think in Canada, we can comfortably get our business up to about 10,000 points of distribution. I think the United States is a natural evolution for us. And it's never that easy. The people think, you know, you're in Canada, just go to the United States and you can start doing business. You know, it's culturally, U.S. and Canada are different. There are different requirements and needs from the consumer. We've done our research. We've hired very good people. We're going to get ready to launch into the United States this year. And then on the international side of the business, Southeast Asia is a very interesting area, and they have a tremendous amount of interest in our plant-based products. And we foresee starting to do business in Southeast Asia for this year as well, possibly by the third quarter, latest by the fourth quarter. These are, you know, a lot of people talk about it. I like to talk about it, but I'd like to talk about it only if we're going to do it. And so we're getting ready, and, you know, we're excited about that. But, you know, where else could it go from here? U.S. or Southeast Asia internationally? Could it be Europe as well? We field calls all the time, but those are really the areas that we're really focused on for this fiscal year.
Michelle, can you give us a little background on yourself, anyone else on the team, to give us a little bit more insights on who's running this and some of your past successes in this area?
Sure. I give it all to my team because we have a strong group of people. We've got a great president. Her name is Melise Panada. Melise used to be head of innovation for Pepsi. Tremendous amount of experience, very professional, great relationships, has a history of identifying and understanding that when you're going to launch a product, what that requires. She's brought together a very strong sales team. She's brought on a lady by the name of Rafa and a gentleman by the name of Bill that are both VPs that come from very well-established CPG companies, Unilever, Johnson & Johnson, some very Colgate, some very well-established, disciplined, and understand the principles of what it takes and how to communicate and understand when you are getting ready to build that sales channel, what is required. And what the end user requires, and what do the national retailers require, and what hole do you fill? Because there are lots of products out in the marketplace. So you really have to have something innovative and proprietary, which we do have with our plant-based product. And also something that there's a tremendous amount of interest with as well from the United States is a natural alkaline sourced water, not a water that has become alkaline. Versus an actual source that is alkaline. So that's quite interesting as well. So our team is strong. We've got very disciplined people in our manufacturing side of the business that have been with us, you know, almost 9 years. I'm, you know, as far as me, I'm the CEO, but I'm more of that entrepreneur that fell in love. I think I told you, I fell in love with the product because I had walking pneumonia and I had my runner's knee. This product required to be commercialized, and it took me almost 5.5 years to get this approved through Health Canada, as it was so innovative as a product, and they had no history with anybody with this type of product in the marketplace. And it took us almost 6 years to get CFIA compliance, and then we were off to the races. And it's my vision to hopefully have everyone in the world. Would be nice even if 2% of the population could take a daily dose of this product, because it makes you healthier and makes you feel good. And so we have a nice, good team, and that's my background. And you got to surround yourself as an entrepreneur with people that are smarter than you and have much more experience than you when it comes in the CPG space. And I think we've done that with our team. And I think we're a well-rounded group of people that, we're here, you know, we have the foundational background. We have a strong balance sheet. We have capital. And it's all an execution play on sales and strategy and sales. And that's, it's nice when you can focus your business on that and not have to be concerned with some of the other components that took many, many years to build, the infrastructure and the foundation, et cetera.
All right, we will wrap it up here. If anybody wants any more information on any aspect of this company, I will post a link to the Bevcana website, but you can also email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'm curious to hear what all of you think of Bevcana and the strategy here of balancing out the non-infused and infused products, plus some of these international growth opportunities. I'll follow up with you, Marcello, after some more news hits the market. But again, everyone, send in those questions, send in those topics that you want us to discuss more, and I will get those addressed for you. Marcello, I appreciate your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you so much, Corey. Appreciate it. Anytime.